From the Cumberland Gap to the Atlantic Ocean, this is Virginia Water Radio for the week of November 29th, 2021. This episode is part of a series this year of winter-related episodes. That excerpt of Midwinter Etude by Timothy Seaman of Williamsburg, Virginia, opens our annual episode on winter preparedness. This coincides with Virginia Winter Weather Awareness Week, which is being observed this year from November 29th to December 3rd, according to the Wakefield, Virginia National Weather Service Office. In 2021, winter astronomically begins in Virginia on December 21st at 10:59 a.m. That's the Eastern Standard Time of the winter solstice in the Northern Hemisphere, when that hemisphere is at its maximum annual tilt away from the sun. At its beginning, middle, or end, winter can bring cold temperatures, hazardous roads, power outages, and fire hazards. To help you be prepared, here are 10 tips compiled from information provided by the Virginia Department of Emergency Management, the Federal Emergency Management Agency, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC. 1. Avoid traveling in winter storm conditions if you can. If you must travel, get road conditions from the Virginia 511 telephone system, website, or app, and have an emergency kit for your vehicle, including jumper cables, water, non-perishable food, blankets, a flashlight, and other items. 2. Have battery-powered sources of lighting and information, particularly weather information, along with enough batteries to last through a power outage of several days. Whenever possible, use flashlights and not candles during power outages. If you do use candles, put them in safe holders away from anything combustible, and don't leave a burning candle unattended. 3. Make a family emergency plan that covers sheltering, evacuation from your area, escape from a home fire, emergency meeting places, communications, a supply of food, water, and medications, and other factors specific to your circumstances, and practice your plan. 4. Get fireplaces, wood stoves, and chimneys inspected and cleaned. 5. Install a smoke detector in every bedroom and on every floor level. Test them monthly, and replace the batteries at least annually. 6. Install a carbon monoxide detector in your home and check or replace the battery every 6 months. 7. If you use space heaters, make sure they'll switch off automatically if the heater falls over. Plug them into wall outlets, not extension cords. Keep them at least 3 feet from combustible objects. Don't leave heaters unattended, and check for cracked or damaged wires or plugs. 8. Generators, camp stoves, and other devices that burn gasoline or charcoal should be used outdoors only. 9. Learn where to shut off water valves in case a pipe bursts. And 10. Be careful of overexertion during snow shoveling. More information on preparing for winter weather, fires, and other emergencies is available online from the Virginia Department of Emergency Management at vaemergency.gov. Next time the forecast calls for snow, freezing rain, or other wintry weather, here's hoping that you can stay warm, dry, and safe. Thanks to Timothy Seaman for permission to use this week's music, and we close with about 25 more seconds of Midwinter Etude. Virginia Water Radio is produced by the Virginia Water Resources Research Center, part of Virginia Tech's College of Natural Resources and Environment. For more Virginia Water sounds, music, or information, visit us online at virginiawaterradio.org or call the Water Center at 540-231-5624. Thanks to Ben Cosgrove for his version of Shenandoah to open and close this episode. In Blacksburg, I'm Alan Raflow, thanking you for listening and wishing you health, wisdom, and good water.